The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I'm not the biggest fan of TV shows like NBC's Dateline or even 2020 or all those kind of cold case missing people shows, but I do get interested every now and again, especially because I think every one of us have cold cases that happen throughout our lifetime in the different cities we've lived in, and we've always wondered what if. We had a lot of cold case mysteries here in Nashville over the years, some that have been solved and some that never were. Where my wife grew up in Indiana, a bunch of cold cases. Right now, the Delphi murders, and that's almost become a cold case in the last 4 or 5 years. But there was a cold case I didn't know about until recently that they just solved, but he ended up killing multiple women that happened back in the late 1980s, one in Kentucky, two in Indiana. They think he killed someone in Iowa as well. His crime spree, they say, could be getting bigger. He died of cancer back about 8-9 years ago. These are the fascinating stories that we all learn about, that we all listen to, and to be honest with you, even if you're not a fan of the mystery, you're fascinated because they're a part of your history. Some fascinating things when you look into those cold cases, and boy, you want to talk about going down rabbit holes.